The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider, Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. You know how we do it on Thursdays. We go from the basketball court over to the pitch, and we catch up with Michigan men's soccer coach Shaka Daly, who joins us on a weekly basis in this segment. Shaka, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Ira. How are you?
Doing great, man. Glad you could join us as always to reflect upon the week that was in Michigan soccer. So let's back up and go all the way back to Monday, and you know, talk about the match, or we'll back up even before that. Let's back up even before that and go all the way back to Friday, talking about Wisconsin, because we previewed that game. We say it's always rough and rugged in the Big Ten, and you were able to notch a victory, a tightly fought affair. You came out on top, 1-0. So take us back through the matchup with Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin game was a really physical game. They have good size. They had great belief going into the game. I think they were, 8 in a row. They were undefeated, maybe a couple of ties and 6 wins in a row. They hadn't conceded a goal in 4 games, so we knew it was going to be really real tight and tough and rugged, as you said. And I thought we competed really well. I thought we followed the game plan. I think we created some good chances and finally got the breakthrough, halfway through the second half there. And then we held on really strong till the end, little, nervy moments with minutes to go, but our guys held on and found a way to get a result. Like we always say, any result in our league, you can tell by the points. With everyone so log jammed with points, that any win in our league is a great result, and we were really delighted about getting three points and moving on.
Yeah, I don't think maybe I don't highlight it enough, but man, there's a log jam, up there in this league. I mean, you got to go down to like the sixth team, seventh team to be talking about a team under 500. So a very, very tough league. So no small feat, any victory, but especially against one of the upper tier teams like Wisconsin. So you come off of that, Shaka, and Akron. I mean, not a Big Ten team, but always seems to be regarded as one of the top teams in soccer. A nationally televised game on ESPN, and this one was a super tough affair, as you wound up in a tie after a couple of overtimes. Take us through that match down in Akron, Ohio.
Yeah, Akron is a perennial NCAA team. I think they've won the MAC conference, maybe 28 of the last 30 years. Really, really good. They have a couple national championships in the last 10 years. They've been in the College Cup. So going down there, playing at their place, we knew it was going to be challenging, but we're starting to get a little bit healthier with players, and we were able to include some more guys into the team. We needed that rotation after a tough game on Friday. We start to include some more players into the team on Monday, and it bode well for us. And candidly, I thought we were a little unlucky not to leave without 3 points. We hit the post late. We had a mini breakaway. The keeper made a save. We definitely had the better chances, but they're a good team. And for us to go down there after a tough game on Friday with a little bit of light rest, I think it was a great performance by our guys, and certainly a good character builder as the games don't get any easier moving forward.
So, Shaka, we're talking to Shaka Daly this morning here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. As you mentioned, the points, I just pulled up the Big Ten standings. So you got Penn State and Indiana with 12 points, and then you got Maryland, Wisconsin, and then, of course, you guys with 10. So not to get too far ahead of ourselves and not guaranteeing any victories, but just playing the what-if game, things you guys can control. If you win out, it's still conceivable that you could win the league. I'm not asking you to predict that. I'm just saying that is a possibility, right?
Absolutely. No, I mean, there's probably 4 teams there that can win the league based on the run of games, because, Maryland still has to play Indiana. Wisconsin has to play Indiana. So, you know, we're the only team that doesn't play anyone kind of in that top three. So that gives us an opportunity if we take care of our own business. And we've talked about that all year with our team. You know, if we can control our own destiny, not look to the left or the right, just keep looking forward and remaining positive and keep grinding, you know, with what we have in front of us. And it puts us in a place that if we take care of our business, we could be in the mix. But worst case, we obviously want to be in the top four, host a home game and keep things moving in a positive trajectory. We don't want senior day to be the last day that these great seniors have an opportunity to play at our stadium in front of our home community and the Michigan Ultras.
So what's the tiebreaker for you guys? I'm asking because it's obviously relevant to Wisconsin. Just looking at the standings, they have you guys listed behind them both at 10 points, but you just beat them. So what's the tiebreaker?
Head to head. So we would have the tiebreaker on Wisconsin. It's probably just the way it stands based on number of games played. But head to head would be the tiebreaker. We'd have the head to head on Indiana. We'd have the head-to-head on Wisconsin. If we tied in points, we wouldn't have the head-to-head on Maryland. And then, you know, Rutgers is – and we wouldn't have the head-to-head on Penn State. So, you know, we're kind of 2-2 there. So that's why we're still heavily in the mix going down the stretch.
Yeah, outstanding. All right, so I know we typically spend more time going through the games, but I went through them briskly for a reason because I wanted to save some time for you to be able to talk about your seniors – senior day against Rutgers. You're going to be able to honor those players who have been so crucial to your success. So let's take some time for them now and tell us about this senior class.
Yeah, we have seven seniors that were really lucky to be part of their journey at the University of Michigan and their soccer careers. And we're delighted that we get to celebrate them on Friday at home pregame just before we play Rutgers. Hopefully not too emotional. We can get down to business. That's the challenge with senior days, with these young men, especially guys that are heavily invested and will be playing in the game. But, you know, starting with C.Y. Cheng, a young man who's not played a lot, but he's been paramount to our culture at Michigan, on the field, off the field, in the classroom. He's been an absolute model of distinction and the most challenging because – when you don't play as much as the other guys, to stay the course and be there for 4 years and show up every day and give your best effort, he's been absolutely phenomenal. I can't say enough about that young man and really happy that he's been a part of our program for the last 4 years. We have some guys that you've talked about quite frequently, Declan Gaffney, who's been up there now, has played a lot in his senior year, so he's projected in the right way throughout the course of his time at left back, so we're excited for him. And hopefully he ends his career on a real great positive note. Austin Swike, who's played, you know, 60-plus games for us at Michigan. He's put on the jersey and started over 50. At right back, left back, center back, wherever we needed him, he's played and done a tremendous job. We have Joel Harrison, who is an academic All-American, who struggled with injury for a few years, struggled a little bit this year with injury, but hopefully he comes good as the time starts to wrap up on his career. He's been great in the classroom, getting his master's in engineering and coming back and being a great leader here for us at Michigan. And then two young men to round out the class, Umar Farouk Usman and Mark Ibarra, who will go down in history with playing over 80 games for us, you know, playing 80 plus games for Michigan. And Mark has 86 out of 87 starts, and Umar's got 73 out of 83. I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal that they've just, you know, stood the test of time, played since the first game in their freshman year and continue to put up magnificent performances and do great things and represent our university and certainly our program with honor and pride. So really delighted for Umar Farouk Usman and Mark Ibarra.
Yeah, man, I don't know that we've had any conversations that didn't include, I mean, over the years, they've been here forever, right? And so certainly since we've been talking, they've been a part of our conversation. So it's going to be different. It's going to be weird for us on this side of things when next season we're talking to you and we aren't talking about Umar and Mark. So, but always a bittersweet thing when the seniors when they have senior day. But fortunately, the curtain has not fallen on their career. Still a lot of soccer left to play. So that starts off, of course, with the rest of the way starts off, of course, with senior day versus Rutgers. Get on out and support the Maize and Blue as they take on the Scarlet Knights, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And of course, if you aren't in town, you can see it on Big Ten Network Plus. And Shaka, we will rejoin you next week to talk all about that. By the way, look, I'm not going to go too far ahead, but you do have Ohio
one
State.
Game at a time. One game at a time, Sam.
Hey, man, it's a quick turnaround as you guys play. You play Tuesday at Ohio State. That game is going to be nationally televised on Big Ten Network. We'll leave it at that, Shaka. We'll leave it at that. Just good luck in those games. And, of course, we'll talk to you all about them next week.
Sounds great. Appreciate you. Go Blue.
All right, folks. Yes, senior day. So this is not taking for granted any game. But just to highlight a point that Shaka alluded to, not suggesting that any opponent is easy, but, you know, right now, Ira, you know, Rutgers is the, you know, they're the 7th-ranked team in the league, and Ohio State is the 9th-ranked team in the league. So Ohio State hasn't won a game, and Rutgers is 2-3-1. So it sets up with Michigan having to play those two opponents down the stretch in conference play compared to the other programs who have to play one another. In many respects, it just sets up that Michigan is a major factor here in the league race should they win out. So root for that, root for Michigan against Rutgers on senior day. Then, of course, down at Ohio State, you'll be able to see that game nationally televised on the Big Ten Network.
On our way out, I think we should be generous. And while we're being generous, we should tell everybody where the food comes from. The food, of course, when we talk about being generous, we're talking about we'll have some passes to give away in a moment to the Bud Light Victor's Lounge for Saturday's game. And Sam, of course, the food for the Bud Light Victor's Lounge, I don't know yet if it's the ribs, if it's going to be the chicken or one of the other great entree options that they provide, but it will be from our friends at the Kitchen Door. And we want to keep reminding you that you need to let the Kitchen Door by Polo Fields in Ann Arbor do the cooking for you. Treat yourself and your family to fully prepared meals to go, like gourmet fall off the bone ribs, Southern fried chicken, or the Kitchen Door's signature fish and chips, individual meals, meals for two or family four packs, all made the Polo Fields way. The Kitchen Door is located at the Polo Fields Country Club off of Zeeb Road, and curbside pickup is now available. To place your order, go to thekitchendoorannarbor.com or call 734-998-1555. Again, that's thekitchendoorannarbor.com or 734-998-1555.
So an easy way for you to sample the offerings of the Kitchen Door is get inside the Bud Light Victor's Lounge. Be caller number 7 at 734-998-1050. Again, caller number 7 at 734-998-1050. You'll be inside the Bud Light Victor's Lounge with us, where we do the key bank countdown to kickoff, the great food courtesy of Kitchen Door, great drinks courtesy of our friends at Bud Light. Of course, great conversation and atmosphere with the crew, and of course with you. All you have to do is be caller number 7 at 734-998-1050. Back on the other side with the MGo Blog Roundtable here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports Ann Arbor, a Cumulus Station.